Michael Scott is watching rehearsal at a summer band camp at Booker T. Washington High School.
You're looking at maybe like 150, 160 kids out here. At one point, this size marching band was the norm in Miami.
Scott grew up in Miami, and he was a band director here before leaving for a job in Broward County a few years ago.
I graduated from high school in 2000. It's like a 16-year gap. And from there to now, it's like night and day.
Some of Miami's storied marching bands have dwindled to near 30 or even fewer students. Sandra Little's whole family marched at Miami Central High School. She still helps out with the band and says getting students to sign up has never been harder.
And then when we do get them, it's like you got to start from scratch.
Little learned flute in middle school, but many middle schools don't have band programs anymore. The state now requires middle schoolers with low reading and math scores to take intervention classes to catch up.
If there's no room in their schedule because the state requires them to take an intensive reading or an intensive math class,
then band class would be first to go. Lisette Alves is a deputy superintendent in Miami-Dade Public Schools. Alves says schools get a set number of teachers based on the number of students. So if you get enough students who need interventions in a single school,
instead of hiring teachers who are going to be teaching these elective classes, they now have to hire these teachers who are going to be teaching the intervention classes.
These changes were compounded by the recession. Bill Rainey is in charge of performing arts for the district.
It all hit around the same time. Therefore, at the middle school level, it was depleted. And this a lot of our urban core in the state went through the same thing.
12th grader Damon Cunningham fell in love with music in elementary school. He played recorder, then oboe, and flute. When he started middle school, he says he couldn't wait to get in the band room.
Well, the second I get there, they tell me that they don't have no teacher for it. Or, like, you couldn't touch the instruments or anything.
Cunningham has been a standout tuba player for Central's Marching Rockets. He wants to go to Juilliard or the Berklee College of Music. But it hasn't been easy to find someone to take over when he graduates.
Each time I recruited a person to play the instrument, they look at the instrument and get scared.
As music programs disappeared from junior high, ninth graders are picking up instruments for the first time and trying to get up to speed in just a few weeks. A half dozen Miami-Dade band directors shared similar stories, but most wouldn't speak on the record out of fear of retaliation. They pointed out that districts like Broward have been able to use bond funding to protect arts programs. In Miami, there's no specific budget for band. Funding can come from a school's overall budget. Many programs get by with what parents and alumni can cobble together to repair instruments, patch old uniforms, and rent school buses for away games.
Looking at everybody!
There are bright spots, too.
Articulation!
At a rehearsal at Miami Northwestern High School, Chad Norton has close to 150 teenagers moving in lockstep to Prince's 1999. If Mr. Norton sees something he doesn't like, he'll make a student run a lap around the track.
Run, your flag wasn't with everybody else. Thank you.
That Norton has managed to keep his band this big is no small feat. Band, he points out, is an expensive art form. But it's also one that can yield big payoffs for students.
It motivates them to just get out of bed and come. It motivates them to get good grades. It motivates them to change their ways and to become a better human, to become a better citizen.
Last year, seniors got offers for nearly $1 million in music scholarships. Performing arts supervisor Bill Rainey says the district is anxious to restore what's been lost.
We need to fix this. When I was hired in February, my directive was how could I bring back these programs.
Rainey says the pendulum is already swinging the other way. Two middle school band programs were rebooted in August. Scheduling changes elsewhere are allowing some schools to choose arts and intensive reading. A complete education, Rainey says, has to include both. I'm Rowan Moore Garrity in Miami.